Ristebosa Kutandaranda la Mosi, Ristava Bahoshide, Estamasa Kadundaranda la Mosa. Hector, you come too. Davrieste Bese Kitundaranda la Mosi, Ristebosa Vrustabasa Katindaranda la Moso, Lavra Bacoso, Talavra Bacosi, Tete Sevra Bacosinda, Dosta Basa, Katishkito. Thank you, Lord. Ristema Usundre Estabasa Vrabacoso. Tosa Vrabacosita Toso. Right here.
Thank you, Father. Jeff, I got a word for you, and it's kind of fits into what you do, but I kept seeing a sun that you cut out of wood, but it was multidimensional, like in multi-layers. And the thing that was really striking about it is that every bit of that grain and that wood, and I know this has something to do with you personally because you love wood so much, but every bit of that grain was super straight and in line. Nothing was intersecting. It was all going exactly parallel to each other. And it was very defined also. So not sure what that means, but there's the word. Thank you,
Amen.
Father.
Yep.
Shelby, you're stepping into a season of stepstones of grace. The Lord would say to you, don't, the best way I know to say is overthink it. It's a grace stepstone. So just react to what he's telling you to do one step after another. It's going to be stepstones of grace. He's got it totally under control.
Amen. I had almost the same word for you. I saw the Lord with a shopping cart, and he had on like a tuxedo. I couldn't see his face, but I know it was the Lord or an angel of the Lord. And he was just saying, watch, Shelby. And he was putting things in the basket, getting everything ready for you to move forward.
Thank you, Jesus. Have some for Pharaoh.
Okay. You're on.
I saw a whole new cellular reconstruction in your body down to the very fiber of your DNA. And Father, I'm thanking you for the spirit of rejuvenation, the Zoe life of God that comes in a new fresh force, in a new fresh dimension, fully through every portion and part of your cells and the construction of your cells in every system in your body, in your brain, in your heart, in your blood, in your organs. And a new door is opening for you to see further and deeper and wider and further in the Spirit to declare and decree in an authority like you have never had before. Your words are weighty in the earth, daughter. Speak them under the unction.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Miss Chris, I see you at a place near a fireplace, and you're in the most comfortable chair that you've ever sat in. And the Lord has handed you a book. And when you sit there, you're going to open up that book, and you're going to skip to chapter one. But he says to slow down and read the acknowledgement. And once you've read the acknowledgement, he's going to put you onto the forward. And when I saw the forward, that is skipping through those chapters because he's just going to propel and accelerate you.
Thank you, Lord.
This is kind of odd, actually. Josh, I kept seeing a hamburger when every time I looked at you, but this hamburger was so perfected as far as each layer was just perfect, the way everything was laid out as far as the meat, the cheese, you know. It looked like a commercial. And every time I saw that hamburger in you, I kept hearing the word perfection, perfection. And I got this sense and this knowing that this coming year, things are just going to start lining up. They're going to start stacking up in perfection for you. And they're not going to be, you know, out of place is what I kept feeling. Like everything has its place. Everything has its place. But I kept hearing perfection, perfection, perfection. So hopefully you really like hamburgers too.
Well, I can give you the interpretation of that. Your hunger will grow.
Amen.
For perfection.
Thank you,
yeah,
Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord. 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 Where's is Randy still in here? Randy, now you've actually held a political position, or not political, but you held a city council. So I saw you on the motorcycle, like in a West Texas place, and you came into this place like you were the new sheriff in town. So there's an anointing on you that will bring change, even at just the spoken word as you're going through these places. And there are particular things, see, you think, you and the Lord, and you may not think this, but I kind of think, you know, you don't discount, is what I'm trying to say, that these rides are just you and Jesus having fun, because there's things that you will literally say that are going to spark some of the leaders in these small West Texas places. And it is actually an assignment. And you're going to laugh about some of the things that you're going to read in some little chronicles in places of things that changed because of what you said in those places.
Amen. I believe that. Thank you.
It's interesting how the prophetic words tonight have desire and spirit mixed. And we started out talking about that because we usually don't prophesy about what we know about people, but almost all of us have said something like that. You just have to trust us that we're not in our souls. Amen. And we're not. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Danny?
So, I heard the Lord just say, don't let go of that place. Don't let go of that place. And I'm not going to try to figure that out, but I don't think that it's physical.
Amen. Yeah. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
A word for Liz. I see Liz tonight. Liz, Lord said, I got a job for you. There's going to be two widows and a widower with a wife has passed on that he's going to bring into your path. He said they're tough nuts to crack. You're the big leverage bar that he's got. The right person for the job, you're going to open them right up. I believe one of these are going to lead to the salvation prayer. The other two, full life restoration. He's going to use you to do it, to have that joy to share with them. Amen.
Amen.
And the other is Bobby. Is Bobby here tonight?
Thank you, Father.
Give it to Kathy.
Kathy? Kathy? Had a word for Bobby. The Lord says he's never one to ask what's in it for me. And he loves that about Bobby. He said, I've got your portion. You tell him just like that. The Lord has your portion.
Mm-hmm.
If you want it, come get it.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you,
Thank
Father.
You, Jesus.
Thank you. Hey, Kevin, I've got a word for you. Every time I looked at you, I saw you running, and I saw you running with no sweat on you. You had this breeze just blowing through you, just blowing past you. And I kept hearing he'll never hit the second wind because he doesn't need it. It's always going to be that first, like, I could just see you like in a movie, you know, just running and running, running, cool breeze blowing on you, and you were running fast. It wasn't anything of a struggle. It wasn't any kind of, you know, hardship on you. It was just you running, again, with no sweat, nothing just holding you back. And again, I kept hearing he's never even going to need that second wind to catch up with him.
Thank you,
Father.
Yeah, I need to add to that. The reason being is you've spent time now and all the parasite drag is gone.
Amen.
All the parasite drag is gone and now you've got a clear path, you're unloaded, and you're ready to go.
Glory to God. Thank you, Abba.
Miss Catherine, the water's not going to run out. The water's not going to run out. I see a stream of river flowing around you, and it's like you're a little kid, and your mom's telling you to get out of the river. It's time to get out. It's time to get out. And you look at her, and you shout out, but do I have to? And the Lord says, no, you can stay as long as you want.
Thank you, Father.
I've got a word for Debbie. Debbie, you're going to sing people out of wheelchairs. You're going to sing people out of crutches. You're going to sing people out of inner crutches. Something on the inside, something inner. You're going to begin to lift those things up. You were born for the Great Awakening. And the Great Awakening is here. Destiny will come forth. All of the dreams that you've had will come forth. There's an anointing in your hands, an anointing in your voice, and an anointing in the way that you analyze things. You can think with God, and you're going to continue to think with God. And you are another person who will not be held back by any parasite drag. And because you are the arrow, everyone who needs to follow will follow. They will follow the will of God. You just step into it in a determined force, and you watch what God will do. This is your time, and you will see the glory of God manifest all over Texas.
Thank you, Father.
And beyond.
Matthew, I saw you jumping and leaping for joy, and you were jumping high, too. You were getting way up there. You were jumping high, and then I saw this wall that was made of steel. You could tell it was really thick steel, and right down that wall, it just cracked and separated, and there was a fire behind it that was revealed to you. That's what I got. Thank you, Father.
Amen. Jesse, come here. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
Stand right there in the middle. Eroste basa katundarin da lamosi, resteve beke sondo donde lamoson braba kalinde, tolov raba kosiv raba koshit tosa, ke breve ke lov raba kosin da ronda lamosa, reste bos kutasa, lemroba kotuvra. Do not forget, do not forget, I set you free, and you will remain free, and you will move forward, and you will not have one thing hold you back. I will get you up in the morning, I will put you to bed at night, and I will live, live, live within you. I will put you on like a glove. You are mine, saith the Lord. No distress, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Where's your girls? One girl's here. Is the other one here? Come here, girls. I want to tell you something. This is a word from the Lord right now. Honor your mother. From this day forward, no talking back. Your mother's not your sister. Your mother is your mother. And this will bring great honor and favor to both of you. As you lift her up and pray for her and you honor her, you're going to see God do miracles for both of you.
Amen.
This is a great day of change for this family.
Amen.
Because God wants to add to this family. But God wants to see these circles work out first. And so from this day forward, you two start praying about how to honor your mother and how to honor one another and how to get everything ready. Because you have great futures. You have great futures. And the enemy wants to try to get you all striving. But that is ending today. You're going to have the best friends you've ever had. God is going to bring great friends into your life. And it's all going to be because you answered a promise to honor your mother. In Jesus' name. You receive it? You receive it? Amen. Glory to God. Mama likes it. It's very important. Listen, that wasn't just for Mama. That's for y'all. That's for y'all. You got to realize that's a prophecy for y'all. Thank you, Jesus.
And Jessica, when a pastor was declaring that over you, I saw a thick black strap just snap, like set you free. Okay? Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Amen. Thank you,
Father. Start clearing out spaces in your soul, because the man of God's going to come. But you're going to have that space ready. Have that space ready. Because he's going to come. He won't be withheld as long as your circles of people are cleared out and right. He's going to manifest.
Amen.
And you're going to have a great life.
Yes. No striving.
You don't have to strive about it.
Thank you, Father.
The paths will meet and you'll have no doubt. Jesus' name. You know, a lot of people are like, well, I need to know. I'm just not sure if they're the one. I'm sure the one. You know, if you just ask God, you'll find out who is the one. Amen.
Amen.
This is it. Get close enough to God to find out. And he'll go, boom, that's the one. Amen. This is going to happen.
Amen.
Amen. I see your business doubling.
Amen.
Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Who knows someone with the last name of Crawford? Anybody in here? Crawford? I keep hearing that name. whoever Crawford is, you do? Okay. In the name, is it someone close to you? No, okay. Okay, in the name of Jesus, God's will be done with this person. God's will be done in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for that. That's a very serious something, but it's happening in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord.
Hey, Gabby, when I looked over at you, I saw you riding a motorcycle, and I heard she's going to do things she's never done before in this new year. Thank you, Father.
I have something. Gabby, I was going to give you a word as well, and I thought it was pretty funny, but then the motorcycle was like, wow, that's cool. But the Lord says that there is something that you are really desiring, and your personality would say, oh, you go ahead and have it, to somebody else. And the Lord said, nah. And I saw you literally kick doors open. And I was like, you go, girl. So you kick that door open because the Lord wants you to have it. You take it.
Amen. Stephanie, come here, honey. Yes. Come here, honey child. 2021 is going to be a great year. All the joy, all the love that you've given to all of us, all the smiles, it's all going to come back to you in great friendships. All of the turmoil is leaving in Jesus' name. Your job is secure. Your life is secure. I've got you right where I want you. And you and I are going to make the most of it, saith the Lord. This is a time of grace to be in the place. And you will see the victory on every side. And I hear the Lord telling you this. Time will tell. Time will tell. Time will tell. Thank you for that, Lord. Thank you for the grace for the place. In Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. 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 Jeff, do you have something you want to say to somebody? Yeah, thought so. Yeah, give me the mic.
I don't need that. The name Crawford has something to do with suicide.
We have to hear you.
The name Crawford has something to do with suicide.
With suicide? Does that sound right? You don't know? Okay, well, in the name of Jesus, we declare they'll live and not die. We break that in the name of Jesus. We declare for an awakening, a recovery of the sight in Jesus' name. Angels of God, stop it in the name of Jesus. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Debbie, do you have something you want to say to somebody? Okay, give Debbie the microphone.
Well, this is just an extension kind of what we did a while ago when Rox said if you had somebody, one of the people that we prayed for, you know, all the political people. And when we were praying and the Lord gave me a picture, and I believe that you're supposed to think of this, and every day until the 6th, and maybe longer, but the 6th especially, the ones that you had somebody, you know,
yeah.
God gave you, okay? I want you to see this picture because every time you mention their name, pray in the spirit, you need to see this. It's like pouring hydroperoxide on top of them.
Okay.
And it just bubbles and bubbles and bubbles out.
Yeah.
And you know, that doesn't ever sting. It doesn't sting. It just pulls the infection out.
All right.
And I just saw that happening all over, you know, the people. It was just like, just bubbling.
Yeah, amen. Good word. Thank you, Lord. So I want to say something to y'all. Y'all know we have a 90-day rule. We don't let new people do anything. I've known Debbie longer than I've known any of y'all, okay? She's like Cheryl. So don't go, Pastor, let somebody perhaps. No, that's Debbie, okay? Okay. She already very well versed.
Claudia, I saw you had a tool bench, and there was, for some reason, there was a dumbwaiter in front of it, and I don't know, but basically every provision, every tool is going to be at your hand before you need it. I didn't even see you look up at the dumbwaiter. It was already coming up, and you were working on the tool bench, and you never even looked up. You just grabbed it.
Amen. Ooh, that's good. Thank you, Jesus. That's a good word. Thank you, Lord.
I see the Garcias, Hector and Patty, and the whole family in a line. And you've been at that stopping point of tug-of-war where no one's pulling nowhere, but you ain't giving up. And I see the hands tightening on the rope, but then someone comes on the back end and brings it on home for you guys. I say in the name of Jesus, there's 3 to 4 huge victories, monumental victories that have been tied up right at that deciding point.
Mm-hmm.
And the favor just brought it right over for you. I decreed in the name of Jesus.
Mm-hmm. I have a word for Linda. I hear the Lord saying, well done, good and faithful servant. And I hear the Lord saying that this is a time of moving forward for you now. You're moving forward. Every level spiritually is increasing with you. Every level. And the Lord wants you to know that he's on your side and that he'll make a way and that he's pleased with how you've chosen to live your life. Thank you, Lord. It's going to get better and better. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
I actually had another one for Ms. Farrell. Ms. Farrell, in the coming year, I actually see the enemy trying. He's going to try to do a cup game, you know, misdirection, where you put the ball in the middle and you do the 3 cups. But the problem is that you're going to have the cup highlighted and you're going to know exactly. There's not going to be any misdirection. It's going to be thwarted before it even starts. You won't be fooled for 1 second.
Thank you, Jesus. Catherine, I have a word for you too. I know you already got one, but here's another one. I see you on your land, and I see you. You need to be looking out the window like when Grandma was coming, when she was going to show up for Christmas or whoever, or how kids are about Santa or whatever. Be watching. Be ready to receive. I see a whirlwind coming for you. It's a whirlwind of change, and it's not modest. It's big. It's going to change quickly, and it's going to change in the direction you've wanted it to go. Your desires are right. You just have to move forward. Just slough off all the junk that's tried to happen. You're going to move forward. This is your year, too. It's your year. Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. There's a fresh anointing for you. A fresh anointing for this year. I see you saying some things, particularly to your children.
Yep.
They're going to hear you like they've never heard you before. You're going to say some things to them that they go, wow, Mom's right. And on down, on down. There are people around you who are so, they're enjoying the anointing and the goodness that's on you. And sometimes you don't even realize how much people love you. But this is the year you're going to take notice of how good God is. And at your hand, God is going to show people that goodness at your hand.
Yes. At the same time you were getting that word, I saw you being able to see and identify the bents, the ways of your grandchildren, that you see the giftings in them and you start to identify those and you start to talk to them and you start to nurture those things in them to where they will be a well-defined thing that will carry them on a path of confidence of, that's who I am. That's what's already in me because of what you said. Amen.
So the turtle and the hare, you're the hare. It's not going to be a turtle thing. It's not going to be a snail thing. It's going to be a quicker work than what you thought. It's going to get settled a whole lot faster than what you thought. Yeah, I'm not even going to have time to think about it. It's just going to be presented to you, and it's just going to happen. It's just going to happen. The Lord says to you, I've got your back. I've got your back in 3 ways. In fact, you're going to be a man who has a lot of choices. You have a lot of choices, and they're all good. I see favor, 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 9 times favor, 9 times favor. Get ready just to rack in whatever it is you want because it's on your life. And it's all going to be by the glory of God. It won't, you know, it's not, you're a very talented man and everybody knows it, but it isn't even going to be about that. It's going to be because God just patted you on the back of the head and said, here you go, son.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Abba.
This word is actually
for my mother. The Lord said, it's time to clear some space. I have better things for you. So you need to move some of those things out of the way. He'll tell you exactly what they are. I have something better for you, and it's coming in abundance.
Hallelujah.
I want to know who didn't get a word. Step up a little bit if you haven't gotten a word yet.
I've got a word for Bree here.
Okay.
Bree, I saw you spinning around and around, and what you're wearing there was like going out in a big circle around you, and I kept hearing you say, "We got it, we got it." And I kept hearing over you, the job, the car, the house, everything you need, all the provision. You've got it, you've got it, you've got it. And I kept hearing, tell her, keep her expectation high, keep her expectation high.
Yeah.
So you've got it. And then for Bob, Bob, I kept seeing and hearing that you have inventions and ideas that have not come to fruition. And you've always, well, you've kind of thought, you've had this thought that I just can't do that, I can't do that. Somebody's going to come along that you're going to partner with, and together you are going to make some of those ideas come to fruition. So hold on to them, think about them, and go back and think about those things that just you never quite did. They are still there. Those dreams are still alive in you, okay? Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God.
Thank you, Father.
Who's left here? Right here? All right.
Thank you, Father.
Anybody else? And Eldred. Okay. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
All right.
The Lord will say to you, son, I'm picking teams and you're on my team. Keep your thoughts on me. There's glory in the words of your mouth. Do not keep your mouth shut. You are on my team. You work for me. What I tell you to speak, you speak, and you will see the glory of God.
Amen. Amen.
Ms. Barb, I kept hearing over you, she is a catalyst. She's a catalyst. She's the spark. And I kept seeing joy just coming off of you and going on to people. And it's not just the joy that's going to make them laugh like a ha-ha. It's a joy that's going to go deep inside of them. It's going to change their lives. It's going to change some people's lives. So keep being that spark, that catalyst for people. Thank you, Father. That's how God created you. That's your gifting for sure. Thank you, Father.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus.
Get a word from Miss V, Virginia. I see the Lord having a secret door. He and you walked up together, and it's a push door. It's a push secret door. All you need is that little push, and He's bringing it to you. So have your receiver up. That door will open this year.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Miss Amanda, so there's a wardrobe of clothing that you have looked at spiritually and you've said, nah, it's not time yet. It's not time for those yet. And the Lord would say, it's time. Open up that wardrobe and get dressed.
Thank you, Father. Miss Susan, I saw there's something that's been pestering you, and I saw you grab this little dark thing by the neck, and you just started slamming it around, flopping it around, and you just threw it right out of your life. Whatever's been pestering you, bothering you, it is out of your life. You've got control over it. Thank you, Father.
Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord.
That's good. Nina, every time I've tried to wait to see if the others would give you a word, but I've actually had it for a little while. I've seen you three times with a torch. Like Olympics. And I believe that you're going to light a lot of fires. You are someone who you're going to be very effective socially. And your standard will be so excellent that you will set a standard for the people around you. At your school, in this church, you'll have a standard. And that torch represents that standard. You won't let it go out. You're a person of honor. You're a person of integrity. You're a person of many talents. God is going to keep those all together. You're not going to be out with just your talents and just live off your flesh. Your talents and your honor and your integrity and your character in the Word will stay put, stay together. And you are a major part of the awakening as well. And you will see the gifts of the Spirit flow through you. When you least expect it.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
Ms. D., every time I looked at you, I kept seeing your feet, like your feet just kept focusing on, I kept focusing on your feet, and I kept hearing, her feet are renewed, her feet are renewed. And it's like, you can do anything, you can go anywhere, you can get into any place because of your feet. Your feet are renewed, your feet are blessed. And, yeah, just new things are coming your way. And those feet are gonna take you there in the name of Jesus.
Thank you. How beautiful are the feet of those who carry the gospel. Uh-huh.
Thank you, Father. Mm-hmm.
D, I heard that here you have been obedient to make this big move, to follow God. Kind of like Indiana Jones sometimes, where you step, you take the step out like that and you can't see the ground underneath you, but boom, there it is. I sense that as you come into this fresh new chapter, that you, the discernment in you, the keenness of your discernment, and the thoughts and intentions and purposes of people's hearts is going to be laser pinpoint. It is going to increase in manifold, multiple, to where you're going to be able to cut through the chase and get to the heart of the matter in record time. In Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord.
I see something too. You know, I know you work with people, but there's an anointing of glory where the chaff just gets burned out of people.
Yeah.
They'll get up off the floor and be different.
Yeah.
And that's a coming quickly.
Mm.
Jesus' name.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Okay, I don't know what it is with feet, but Larry, when I looked over at you, I kept seeing you tap dancing. And I kept hearing, he is going to leave an impression. They're going to hear him coming, and they're going to know when he's left. He's going to leave that impression. They're going to keep hearing over and over his presence of him being there. This year, you're going to leave quite a mark on a lot of people. Mm-hmm. And it's not just going to be something that's quiet. Like I said, I saw you tap dancing, and I could hear those taps. Just toot, toot, toot. You know how the tap dancers are. But, yeah, that's what I got for you.
I see a mini book. 12 wisdoms that, and I can't see the rest of it. 12 wisdoms that, and I know you're an author, and so I see that on you. I didn't think of that before I said it, but 12 wisdoms that, ... and you're going to put it out this year.
Glory to God.
One for every month.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. So you've been faithful. You've moved through a lot of things. You almost feel like you've reached a pinnacle. Things have been really good. No. There's so much more. So much more. Get ready to gather. Just get ready to gather. I see the Lord even raising your sights, even in your thinking of how much higher you're going to be able to go. Think with God. Think with God. He's going to show you some things. It's going to cause your whole life even to go up higher. In 1 year, you will change and go up 7 times higher.
Thank you, Father.
In Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord.
Pastor Deb, I have a word for you. I heard the words, the dead will rise. And I saw souls, many souls, as you're singing, just like you did, as you're singing, many souls are coming in and they're going to give their lives to Jesus. And they were driving in, just coming because they heard the voice being called out to them. And then I see an older man, and he seems like he's kind of hard, like when you're trying to uproot something out of the ground and it's like a stubborn one. There's a certain man, and the Lord says to tell you to sing him, Jesus, sing me into his room. And as he's in this man's room, I could see Jesus walking around to his furniture pieces, and he's just hanging out in his room, but kind of tidying up things. And the Lord says, sing me into his room.
Thank you,
sounds like the Debbies are going to be singing. Both of them got sing words.
Thank you, Father.
You know, singing is, I believe God sang Light B. I believe he sang it in a tone. We should get used to singing in the spirit, in a tone. And I know, you know, we came from that, and we've kind of pulled everybody along, but we need to realize that we need to do that more. And even if you can't carry one, we'll be all right with you. You can just, there are things that can be sing. And I think about the little boy in the film Australia. He said, "I'll sing you to me." Yes. Remember that show? He told the Nicole Kidman, I think, "I'll sing you to me." I've never forgotten that. That's so spiritual.
Mm-hmm. And he was way far away from her.
Yeah, but I saw when you gave her that word, I could see it in the spirit. In fact, I think I know who that old man is.
Thank you.
Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. I'm sorry, darling. Go ahead. You got something?
For Miss Kathy, I saw changing directions, and I saw that there's a lot of routine. And the Lord says to you, this is going to be a year of spontaneity, that I'm going to have spontaneous surprises for you, that this year we're changing directions, we're changing things up, and it will be the year of the spontaneous surprises.
Thank you, Abba. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Kendall, I kept hearing that she has this lightness about her. She has this lightness, this wit about her, and that wit is going to change. A lot of people that you're around, students, you know, kids your age, it's going to change conversations. It's going to change their mindsets because of the way you use your wit, the way you use your lightness. And it's not going to be in a way that you're, like, offending them or anything like that. They're not even going to know what you're doing, but it'll happen just so slyly, so slick, and so so easily, and they're going to walk away not even knowing why they're not the way they used to be, not doing the things they used to do, but it's because of the way that you're going to present that godliness, really, is what it is. So remember that when you're talking to people and around your friends out there, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Father.
You're equipped for that.
Amen.
You're equipped for that. You prophesy already. You can do that without people realizing what they're doing, just like he said. You're actually equipped for that. In Jesus' name, I declare that anointing gets stronger on you in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. And I hear the Lord saying there's some great surprises for you. It's going to be a year of great surprises. Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Who's got it? I was almost going to do it. You've got it.
I have one for Jess, yeah.
Okay.
I've been holding off, too, to see if anybody else had something. But, Jess, I kept seeing you build up muscle-wise. And it's not a physical muscle that you're going to be building, but you've got a strength inside of you. And it's a strength that people are going to sense as far as your leadership skills go. You're going to be able to lead people in directions that they need to be going, not where they want to go, not where the world wants them to go, but where you see and where God sees them needing to go. And it's going to be so easy for you because of your strength. It's that inner strength that you have inside of you and that confidence. I kept hearing that she is a leader. She's a leader. She's a leader.
She is a leader.
And, so it's the strength, that deep down confidence that you have in the Lord. And people are going to sense it right off. They're just going to follow you. You're not even going to have to do any kind of, it's not a peer pressure thing or anything like that. It's just a natural following that they're going to have. Right. Thank you, Father.
I'm going to tell you what I see. And this is not too early to tell you. What, be on her, be on thee. You are the youth pastor.
Amen.
And it'll happen in a few years. In Jesus' name, lay your hands on her. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for that, Lord. You have everything it takes in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
There's no hurry, no pressure, but it's going to happen.
Yeah.
Jesus'
Thank
name.
Thank you, Father.
All right, Eldred, I think it's your turn. Did you get a word yet? All right, come on. We're going to lay it on you so thick right here. It's about time before we go. Did you get a word yet,
Thank
sweetie?
Thank you, Father.
Did you get a word? Okay. Right here. You got it. Give it to me.
Thank you, Father. We praise your name, Father. Eldred, I see a light shining on you. It's a light that can never be extinguished. It's a light that's going to radiate from you, through you, to other people. And again, they're going to sense this light off of you. And it's going to affect them. It's going to affect them in a big way. They're going to say, wow, I cannot. They're going to look at you as the example for their life. They're going to see what you and sense what you have done and what God's done through your life. The faithfulness that you have held in your heart, and as a couple too, the faithfulness that y'all have had is going to be a great example for many, many people for many years to come too. That light is just going to continue to grow brighter and brighter and brighter. And with that is going to come favor and some new things too to your life. You think you've seen it all, you haven't seen nothing yet. There's a lot more coming into your lives. And it is rich. I keep hearing it is rich. It is rich. It is rich. And it's a very rich life is coming to you, rich in goodness and in his glory and even in material things also. There's a great reward, not just up there, but here for you. Yes. Thank you, Father.
So I sense that there's just a little tiny bit of you that might want to go to glory. But the Lord told me this. He's going to start using you to dream dreams. You're going to dream heavenly dreams. Son,
thank you, Father.
You can't come to glory yet, so I'll bring glory to you. Okay? You're going to dream dreams, and the sons in this house are going to interpret your dreams.
Amen. Thank you, Father.
In Jesus' name.
Thank you
for it, Lord. You are going to dream dreams. You can actually interpret dreams. It's in there. You've been a teacher all your life, a Bible teacher, and you have the gifts of the Spirit flowing in you, and those gifts are going to be used in this awakening. Every bit of it. Be ready to be used. Every time you've opened your home for meetings, every time you've entered the door of a church, every time there's a harvest multiplied back to you in Jesus'
Amen.
Name.
Thank you, Father. I've got a word for Addie.
She's got a word for Elder.
I heard the words accumulative power, and it was over the years you kept collecting power.
Mm-hmm.
Power, power, power. And then I can see you in the awakening meetings that we're going to host here, but I could see you two at the front, and your people are lining up, and your hands together are laying hands on the sick and seeing them recover. Laying hands on the sick and seeing them recovered. And it's not some wimpy, if you will, power, but it's all the accumulative power that you have possessed that's in you now that you're going to be releasing out on all these people coming.
Amen. Who's left? Senior. Senior got a word.
I do have a word for Addie.
Ron,
over here.
You're hiding. Come here.
Ron.
Ron, get out here. I'm kidding.
For Addie here, yeah. Addie, I had a vision of you and somebody at school that are teaming up, and what I kept hearing is you're God plotting. It's like y'all are plotting together how to change things in your friends and teachers in your school in general, by declaring words, by praying for people, and it's you and another person that are, like plotting together. It's called God plotting is what I kept hearing. But you're going to make some significant changes around you and in your friends, in your family, and people you know, and people you don't even know, too. You're just going to walk by and start praying for them with this other person, and they're going to change. They're not even going to know why, but you're that minister that people are not even going to know that's coming, but you're going to change their life. Thank you, Father.
Ron, I was just leaning into the Lord, and I heard him say, at a moment's notice, it's all just going to be back on.
Yeah.
At a moment's notice, so be ready. And then I kind of stepped away from my thought, and I heard the Lord say, tell him that it is the anointing of R.W. Shambach.
Yes.
And miracles and signs and wonders. It's like R.W. Shambach. It's that caliber that'll come through you. You sense that right there? Lord, have mercy. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name.